Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
So last night, you and I were at the Alpine Club in Kitchener for the annual So You Think You Can Tons Festival.
That's a nice German accent you got there.
I did the best that I could. It's always a great time. But
congratulations to the Transylvania Club, the big winners last night.
They were amazing.
They were so good. And their grandmas made their dirndls.
They were, oh my God, the dirndls were beautiful. Beautiful. Loved them. Loved them. Anyway, I'm still trying to get over what else happened. I mean, the event was fabulous, as always. The food, hoy. You know, that's the thing. Oh, you're out for another late night during Oktoberfest. I'm like, yeah, but they gave me schnitzel. I mean, I would do anything for schnitzel.
And other things. There was a cabbage roll on that plate an Oktoberfest sausage.
I know.
It was a ridiculous amount of food.
I also did not drink a beer. Anyway, that's all beside the point. The point is, we were judges, and we were in this backstage room with the other judges, just kind of, you know, getting to know one another, having a chat before the going out to watch the dance groups perform. And Lindsay Coughlash, who is the former now Miss Oktoberfest, she was last year's Miss O, was one of the judges. And she made a shocking admission in that room. And I thought, what is the... You know, you're lucky that I didn't have a vote in Miss Oktoberfest last year, because if you had dropped that bombshell on me during the judging for Miss O, I would not have voted for you. And then, to cap it off, when we were all introduced as judges, they used this little kernel of information in her introduction. I'm like, now everybody knows. Now everybody knows.
She wanted everybody to know.
Yeah, well, it's not something to be proud of, Lindsay.
What is it?
I kind of think it is.
See, Polly, aren't you... Right? It's... This woman who represented our community as Oktoberfest's ambassador for a year has never, ever in her life seen the movie Star Wars.
Neither have I. I don't know why you...
I don't understand that.
Neither have I. You know,
I've seen The Sound of Music.
Prior to about 3 years ago, I had never seen a Star Wars movie myself either.
My dear.
My kid is obsessed with the... Okay, let me get it. Is it the third one? Is the first one? This is why, because it's just stupid.
It's too confusing.
Third one is the first one. The prequel is the sequel. What now? Empire Strikes Back? Is that the one?
It actually started with episode 4.
Okay.
Correct.
So the one where the words come on the TV?
I think they all
long
do that.
Long down, a galaxy far, far away.
A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
That part I've seen 62,422 times, because every time it comes on, my kid makes me run in the room to read it to him, and then I run out of the room as fast as I can.
We need the Star Wars music right now.
Yeah,
Paula, you got that handy? That's because there's a great soundtrack. great music theme right there.
I love how proud she is of it, and I love that she doesn't cave to... Star Wars.
But it's not caving to Star Wars. See, this is the point. Like I said, I've seen The Sound of Music. There are certain movies that are so big, so iconic. I've seen Dirty Dancing. I've seen Dances with Wolves.
When did you watch The Sound of Music?
Well, my mother all the time as a kid. I never sat down for it in its entirety then, but I knew the Von Trapp family. I knew what the story was, but I watched it in its entirety virtually for the first time last Christmas.
Why did you do that?
Because you made me.
Right.
But I knew, I had seen, I can identify the characters. I know what's going on in the movie. I'd seen enough of
Which
it to get
Liesl?
It.
Which one's Liesl?
Huh?
Which one's Liesl?
I don't know what their first names are.
Well, see, so you're lying.
Mean?
I know who R2-D2 is.
You don't know the difference between a stormtrooper and an Ewok.
A stormtrooper is white and shiny and wears armor, but somehow can still get shot. I don't know. An Ewok is like a gremlin, only bigger. I do know.
Okay.
Also, I'd love an Ewok. Where do you get... Do they sell any of those at the pet store?
So
I would have one of those.
The point of this... So wouldn't you know that after this shocking admission, Pretty Woman is on this list. See, I've seen that.
Ah, well, color me purple. There's a sofa in here for two.
This shocking admission from last night comes back and slaps me in the face this morning, because producer Paulie was all giddy up in here when we get in here. He's like, hey guys, hey, look at this. Look at this. There's a new list of movies. That's the 25 most.
I didn't sound like that.
That's how you sounded to me. Huh. You're very excited. I like it when you get excited like that. The list of the 25 most rewatchable movies of all time. And right at the top of the list is Star Wars. So
it's number one?
It's number one. It's okay. The most rewatchable movie of all time. And Lindsay Coughlash, former Miss Oktoberfest, has never even watched it once. Goofball. What is this now? Use the force, Luke. Exactly.
It's a small club. I'm glad to be in it with her.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.